We are in Perek Yud, and we're up to Mishnah Chet. Mishnah Chet says, Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto V'achar Kach Ba Al Tzarasa Pasal Al Yidei Atzma. Tanakama holds that someone who is 9 years old in one day, and he has a Yevama, his brother dies, and the brother's wife falls out to him in Yibum, and he does Yibum. So we said, according to the Chachamim, that the Bia of a Katan is going to make a Safek over here, is going to make, a Din of rabbinically, even though Deraisa it didn't work, but rabbinically they made it like Mimer. And then afterwards, he also has, he does Yibum with the co-wife. So the dead brother left him two wives, Rachel and Leah, and he did Yibum with both of these women. So, just like we saw by Maimer Achar Maimer, that if a man gives two of his Yevamos each a Maimer, he pasled both of them, so too here, the Katan succeeded in pasling both of the women on himself. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo pasle. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. The reason is, as we saw before, Rabbi Shimon l'shitaso, according to his opinion, that a Yibum of a 9-year-old in one day was a suffix in Reb Shimon. In Reb Shimon, it was either Kone Kinyan Gamor, it either worked completely, or it didn't work at all. So over here, what did he do? If it works that the Yibum of a 9-year-old works, so over here, the first one worked, and the second one didn't count for anything. And if it doesn't work, so neither of them did anything over here. So nothing happened. Either way, the first woman is not puzzled to him. The second woman, Reb Shimon, is going to be puzzled to him because on the side to say that his Yibum worked, so the first woman became his wife, and the second woman who he did Yibum with was, you don't do Yibum twice when there's only one Zika, when both women fall from the same household, from the same dead brother. So therefore, the first Yibum acquired the wife for him with that first woman, and the second one was free to go to marry whoever she wants, and he actually is not supposed to have any relations with her further, or at all, and therefore he shouldn't have done that, but for sure the second woman is going to be puzzled to him out of a suffix, a doubt that maybe the first Yibum did work for him. So again, the disagreement over here is the Tanakama, the Chachamim, versus Reb Shimon. Exactly what does the act of Yibum of a 9-year-old in one day do? According to the Chachamim, we, the rabbis, made it into something equivalent to Maimer. According to Reb Shimon, it's a suffix whether it was worked completely or whether it didn't work at all. Finishes the Mishnah, Ben Teisha V'yom Echad Sheba Al Yevimto Umeis, Choletzes V'lo Misyabemes, Nasa Isha Umeis, Harezu Ptura. A 9-year-old one day who has relations with he does Yibum with his Yevama, and then he dies. So what's the next brother supposed to do? Says the Mishnah, the next brother should be Choletzes V'lo Misyabemes. The reason is because we saw that a woman who falls out in Yibum, in Zika, has to fall out only from one brother, not from two brothers. Over here, the first brother, Reuven, was married to this woman, Rachel, and he died. Now, the brother, Shimon, who is 9 years old in one day, he now comes along and does a Yibum. That Yibum, we said, is only like Maimer. Now, since Maimer didn't work completely to make her his wife, so she still has she's still falling from the first husband, Reuven. But since the Maimer does work a little bit, it does create some relation to this second brother, Shimon, she's also falling from Shimon. So now when she falls to this third brother, Levi, she has to be choletzes for lo misyabemes, because over here again we said that she has to only fall from one brother and not from two brothers. Nasa Isha Umeis, Harezu Ptura. If he had married the guy who was 9 years old and one day had married a woman, just a guy who's 9 years old and one day marries a woman and then he dies, so this woman is Pater, she doesn't have to do Yibum at all. The reason is because a 9-year-old in one day cannot make a kinyan. The only time that the Chachamim made the act of this bia, of this relations of the 9-year-old into something, was in a situation of Yibum, where there's already a situation of Zika. This woman is already connected to him. Then they made his act of Yibum into what we would call Maimer. But if he just goes and marries a woman cold off the street, so then, since he doesn't have Das, he doesn't have enough of an adult intelligence to be able to make a kinyan and acquire a wife, therefore he didn't do anything. And if he did do this act and then he died, so we say nothing doing, she doesn't need to have any Yibum or Chalitz at all. She's Pater, she can go marry whoever she wants. Next Mishnah Tes. Ben Teisha Shanim V'yom Echad Jabal Yevimto. U'mishi Higdil Nasa Isha Acheres U'meis. Im lo yades Rishona Mishi Higdil HaRishona Choletzes V'lo Misyabemes. So again, we have our 9-year-old in one day. And again, he does Yibum with his Yavama. Now, after he grows up and he becomes a Gadol, he's 13 years old, he's a bar mitzvah. Now he goes and he marries another woman. So if he had not had relations with this first woman who was his Yavama, since he became of age and became a Gadol, became a grown-up, so then the din is that the Rishona, the first woman, so she has to be Choletzes for the Misyabemis, again, because she's still considered falling from two brothers, not only from one brother. She's still falling from the first brother, because the second brother, who was this 9-year-old, his Bia, his Yibum, did not make her his full wife. Rather, it only made him his partial wife. So she's still falling from the first house, and now she's also falling from the second house, at least rabbinically, so we say, Choletzes v'lo Misyabemes. Now, what's with the second wife? The second wife, we say over here, she can do Chalitza or Yibum, because she's not falling from two houses. She is, and this guy, the Katan, who was 9 years old, actually married her when he was a regular grown-up, after he was a bar mitzvah. So therefore, she's his full wife, and after he dies, she can do chalitza or yibum. Reb Shimon Omer miyabim le'ezer sheyirtze v'cholet l'shnia. Reb Shimon again is going according to his opinion, and he says that you can do yibum to either of these wives, whoever this next living brother is, and he should do chalitza to the second. The reason is because the second woman that that our character, the 9-year-old, married when he became older, so she for sure is his full wife and is falling from this guy. The first wife that he did Yibum with, according to Reb Shimon, either it worked completely or it didn't work at all. So either of the women he can do Yibum on, because there is no such thing over here as falling from two brothers. Because either the second brother did a Yibum and it worked completely, so she's only falling from the second brother, or he did nothing, and therefore she's only falling from the first brother. Therefore, you can do Yibum to either one that you want. The second one will need a chalitza on the side to say that the 9-year-old's Yibum didn't work. If so, so then you have two women falling from two different men. They both need Yibum or Chalitza. We're not going to do Yibum to both, because maybe they're both falling from the same guy, the brother who was 9 years old. And if so, you can't do Yibum to two women falling from the same house. But maybe they're falling from two separate houses. So to be safe, we can do Yibum to one, and we have to do Chalitza to the other. Finishes off the Mishnah. Echad shehu ben teisha shanim v'yom echad, ve'echad shehu ben esrim shana, shelo hevi shtei sairus. This halacha that we're talking about a 9-year-old in one day, it doesn't make a difference whether he is 9 years old in one day, or whether he is 20 years old. If he did not produce two hairs, that's the sign, the physical sign of maturity, so then he's not considered a grown-up, and all of the halachas we saw by Yibum apply. The Bar Tanura adds over here that we give him until 35 years old to produce these two hairs, these physical signs of maturity. If he doesn't have it by then, by 35, so then we declare him a Sris Chama, which again was a physical condition of not being able to achieve a state of maturity. That's the end of the Mishnah and the end of the 10th Perek.